Yo, can y'all hear me? Oh, okay, there we go. There we go. Let's see. All right, y'all should be able to hear me now. My bad.
The other night, I dressed up really, really
Cool.
nice, and I looked
Back
so
up.
beautiful. Shout out to my team. My glam team has been really killing it. And so much went down, but one of the things that went down was just horrendous accusations about me that never ever happened from a person who literally did tell a male rapper not to do my video, not to be in a video with me. And he listened. He didn't do it. I never bitched and moaned about it. I never spoke about it. People know it's so easy to now say Nicki Minaj stops my bags. She's stopping my bags. They know it's so easy to say that and for people to believe them. So I saw someone write a lot of, well, they didn't write it. Their publicist wrote it. Wrote a lot of lies about me, and I never normally defend myself, but I can't do that anymore. I have to defend myself and let people know these lies are ridiculous. And if I were to tell you the real things about some of these people, you would be on the fucking floor. So let's see. Do we have that girl on the phone? There's somebody that I want to get on the phone really, really quickly before I get into some things.
Yo, mind you, I ain't hear this yet. This is my first time hearing this. So if y'all, this is y'all first time too, we all in the same boat.
We gonna get into some things. This is about
Be
to be a
clear.
we go, but be clear. We gonna have to get into some things, okay? Thank you, Brooke. And you
Yo,
have
thank y'all for tuning in. Right now we listening to Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio episode 8, where she talked about the little Cardi interview. Y'all got any questions, any opinions, post it in the chat. Let's go.
Her some of the things because you've been talking to her now. We can hear her on the mic.
All right. Hi, Clarissa. How are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Can she hear me?
Clarissa?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Hi, Clarissa. You're on Queen Radio. How are you?
Yo, is it just me or every time she got an interview, she always calls somebody? Yo, when she was up with Flex, she called somebody. Now she's on her own radio, she calling somebody. Man, all right.
Reached out to you and what you want to let the people know, because there's millions of people listening and we wanted to hook up and be there for you. What you wanted to let the people know today?
Yeah, what you want to talk
Okay,
about?
when she inboxed me, she asked me to give her my phone number so I could come on here and talk about what happened between me and Cardi B.
And what happened? What was that?
Back in 2014, she had posted up an Instagram video. So this was right before she got on Love and Hip Hop, and she made a video talking about her teeth. She was basically saying, I'm like, oh, I'm not fixing my teeth. I don't give a fuck what nobody has to say. Whatever she was saying. So I had commented on it, and I was like, well, you should just get some done or whatever. Not saying it like in a bad way, but I'm just saying it like saying you don't care what people say, but just do it, whatever. So once that happened, she went to my Instagram, and she must have read my bio. In my bio, it says, rest in peace to my son that passed away. So when she read my bio, that's when she came back at me with a comment and was like, oh, bitch, that's why you should not have been on drugs, maybe your baby would have been alive. She was like, fuck you and your kids. And it was just like a whole bunch. She called my son a monkey.
So she, are you a black woman, ma'am?
Yes, I'm Puerto Rican and black.
Okay. She called your child a monkey, your dead child. Rest in peace to your child. She called your child a monkey and said if you wouldn't have been doing some nonsense, that your child would have been alive. And she doesn't know you.
She was saying if I would have sold for drugs and all this other stuff, my son would
Yo, but
have
who is this person again? I don't know. That sounds crazy.
been alive.
Okay. Okay, because
I've
we just
never been on drugs.
you've never been on drugs.
Never. I don't even
Shh, they can hear it.
Take it off speaker.
Oh. You've never been on drugs. You had something about your dead child in your bio, and you were hit up by her saying, ha, that's good. That's why your baby died, and maybe they wouldn't have died, and you're calling your dead child a monkey.
Yeah, she didn't hit me up directly in DM. It was underneath one of her posters as a comment.
Yo, where's this post though? I need to see some receipts. I need to see some receipts.
Oh, okay. We have the screenshot of it. I just wanted to hear it from your mouth because, you know, okay. So very never mind. Often I let people do a lot of bullshit talking about me and people around the world believe it, but they don't know what type of disgusting pig this person is. So thank you so much for calling. I will hit you back after the show, my darling. I'm sure the bars will like to give you a nice, lovely donation, my darling. Thank you. Bye.
Sound after you talk to someone.
Calling a dead child a monkey, but telling people somebody talked about your child that never talked about your motherfucking child so you can get some fucking sympathy points.
It's called burn.
Damn.
Burn.
Now, we gonna get it.
I'm done anyway. I might as well just talk. I'm done anyway.
Now, we're going to get into some things because I'm tired of people fucking lying on me. God. So we're going to get into some things. Now, you want to talk about stopping bags, but there's two innocent girls in a strip club right now that ain't did nothing but go to the strip club and get money. Now they can't get no money, so who's stopping bags? Because you got grown-ass fucking men showing up to where the fuck they at and where they work at. They can't feed their kids. They can't feed their fucking family.
Damn.
They can't feed their fucking family because you mad at what another man sticking his dick inside of.
Oh my gosh.
You mad. You mad at a woman for what a man is doing. And that's the problem with so many black women and women, period. Oh, because she's not black. Because she refers to you black women. Oh, we got the receipts for that too. FYI, she refers to black women as monkeys and roaches. Roaches!
I'm glad I fixed myself up before she got this show.
To freedom!
Yo!
But these are the women. These are the women going hard for her. The roaches. When the lights come out.
Yo!
They scrambling. The roaches, child. We roaches. Black women's is roaches.
Yo, hold on. Hold on. Oh, there's more. Oh, hold on. We're not listening to this yet. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yo. Yo, if this is true, like, first off, I gotta see some receipts. Like, I don't. This is just too much. But why Nikki always gotta call somebody when she gotta defend herself? Like, she always gotta call. She did it with Flex. She's doing it now again. She always gotta call somebody and defend herself. But damn, yo, she's going off right now. And, like, I never really understood that whole, like, she is ODing. Like, I never understood that whole concept of somebody's taking my bag from me. Like, there's so much money in the world, bro. I'm not picking sides. Let me just say that beforehand. I just want everybody to know there's so much money in the world. You do not have to blame somebody else for taking your money. Like, you sound crazy saying that. Like, I think the statistic is like this. 1,700 millionaires created every single day. Like, that's how much money there is in the world. So, I don't believe in that concept. Somebody else taking your bag. Like, if one thing don't work, go find something else. You can find something to make money in. There's way too much money in the world for that. But goddamn, like, how did we get here? How did we get here with Nicki and Cardi? Like, first off, with the whole Cardi fighting Nicki, I was not surprised at that. Like, we all should have seen that coming. Listen to her songs. Like, listen to what she says in her songs. At least we know she's about that life. She's actually about that action. There's a lot of people who talk out here, and when it's time to act, you know, they catch cold feet. But damn. It looked like there's a whole other clip of this. I think Cardi needs an intervention. Let's see what this is. Damn.
Let me tell you, but I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to preface it by saying this. What's sad is that a lot of times a man can hurt a woman so badly that she no longer even knows who she's angry at. And what happens is, first of all, let's get up a 1-800 number for postpartum depression.
I like that sound.
Because let me tell you something. That's nothing to joke about. It's nothing to joke about. You just had the biggest blessing of your life with a child, and in 2 weeks, you have attacked 3 women, one at Fashion Week, and left looking the way you left looking so that people could point their fingers at our culture and at our community and laugh at us some more?
Ooh. Tonight was nuts. It was nuts.
Yo, did y'all see that picture? Hold on. I don't know if y'all saw that picture. Hold on. We gonna pull that up. Hold on. Cardi B not. Let's see if we can pull that up. Because damn, yo, that joint was rocking. Ooh. Damn. All right, back to the video.
It was nuts. You can say it. It was nuts. Can I ask you a question again?
No, wait, hold on, Flex. No. Hold that thought. No, because I don't want to forget this.
Okay. I'm here.
Hold on. Once. Mm-hmm. The Lord gave you a blessing of a beautiful bundle of joy. And the only thing on your mind once you gave birth was to attack people and to stop their bags. Let me tell you something.
Wait, how long has this been going on then? Didn't that first girl say like this was like a while back or something? Hold on.
Woman cannot give your man pussy if he doesn't stick his dick in there. Who are you angry at, sweetheart? You got these women crying and scared to leave their house. And you want to talk about stopping bags? This is disgusting. Because you know they can't afford security?
Yo, is it just me or has Nikki been really mad lately too?
Are you scaring these girls to death and they can't even come to work anymore? And you want to let your publicist write something about stopping bags? Do you know what the fuck it is to sit in your fucking room for hours and days at a time writing raps? You came into my fucking culture. I never had to fucking DJ to play my songs.
That's a good point. She is speaking up. But I mean, I don't know how true it is, so I don't want to say she's speaking up. I mean, where's the receipts at for everything? That's all I want to see. But she is wilding right now. I don't even want to be in that room. Like, she is tight. But then it goes back. Like, I'm gonna go back to the whole Flex interview because I'm starting to catch the same vibes. It's like she is speaking up. But then I feel like she's also mad about Cardi. And now this is probably why she's saying that she's smashing DJs and whatnot. But I think Cardi's having a better career at her than her at this point. At this point in time, Cardi is the female face of hip hop. We can't deny that. And she might be a little bit upset at that too. And there's nothing wrong with it. But damn, now we're getting really, really personal. This is a different type of personal right now. There's a post of the comments in the vids. Whose page is that on? Let's pull that up because I want to see it. Whose page is that on? I'm going to finish this up, but let's pull that up too.
I'm a phone in my hand, but I'm not even looking at it.
You're angry and you're sad, and this is not funny, and this is not about attacking. This is about get this woman some fucking help. This woman is at the best stage in her career, and she's out here throwing bottles and throwing shoes? Who the fuck is gonna give her a fucking intervention?
Are we surprised? Like, are we surprised Nikki is really fighting people, though? Like, let's be completely honest. Are we surprised?
Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit!
Alright, cool, I'm gonna pull that up.
Until y'all stop this bullshit, laughing at this shit. This shit ain't You put your hands on certain people, you gonna die.
That's true.
Period. And y'all sitting here, like, making this shit a joke?
Damn.
I'm not the bitches in a strip club. And I'm not a bitch on a reality show. My money is very fucking long, too. Let's come back. Go ahead, Flex. Let's go.
Buy something?
Yo, this got really personal, really. I don't know what this is. Hold on. This got really personal, like, real quick. Real quick. Now, you said it's on the Nikki fan pages? I gotta see this. There's all the facts. There's posts in the comments and vids. Let's see what we can find. If I just type in Nikki fan page IG, you think something will pop up? Let's see. Nikki fan page. Wow. It's all about Nicki. That page sounds cool. I kind of want to go back there and click on that. Nicki Minaj queen. I don't see nothing. Yo, you got like a page I could check out? Do you recommend? Damn, it's a fan page with like 88,300 followers. God damn. All right, where's these receipts at? I gotta see this. Nope, I only see pictures of Nicki. Oh, Nicki Minaj. Google Minaj. Sounds wild. Alright. I can't find it. Yo, if you could find that for me, let me know. I wanna see this. So this is another one. You built your career of sympathy and payola. Damn, son.
Queen Radio. Now, I want to make sure my sound effects are good, because I have awards to give out. Cocksucker awards is getting given.
Wow.
Now, hold on. Wait. Where my bombs and where my...
Ooh.
Where my bombs? Y'all took my bombs? Cause...
Yo, but hold on. I mean, like, I got a thought about this right now, because... Is it even right to be airing stuff out to the public like this, if that was the case? I mean, I don't know how much they talked about behind closed doors, but it's starting to sound like they have never really spoke behind closed doors like that. Like, to the point you got a spaz like this. This sounds more of like when you fed up, but you don't say anything, and then you just blow. Like, that's how she sounds right now. I don't know. Something about this don't add up to me. Don't add up.
Flex is here tonight. Y'all took my bonds because Flex is here?
I borrowed it.
You did?
I borrowed it.
Wait, hold on. Oh, here it is.
Yes! They can't see this as it's going on, right?
No.
They can't see it. So they don't...
They don't know.
I'm fast forward.
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah.
So, Flex Booth, you guys. I mean, if you guys want to take... But just make sure, you know, you just, don't do me.
Don't do you bad.
Don't do me.
Like, I want to point out the fact, too, that Nicki has been getting more attention from this beef since she dropped her album than her album. That's one I really feel like she's salty about that. But this is just me assuming. I've never asked her. I don't know. But I feel like she's really salty about her sales.
Wow. What was that first award you said? It was the
cock. Sucker.
How'd you come up with that? The cocksucker award.
Well, it really is somebody that inspired it. I won't say who, but
who got it last week? Cause I missed that.
Oh, two.
Exactly. When people decline, yo, you said it best, bro. L Dot said it best. He says when people in decline, they lash out, bro. That is absolutely true. Like, I feel like this is like the almost like the last straw for her. She's reaching. She's really trying to get the attention of the people again. But like, I feel like this isn't the way to do it. At the end of the day, both of y'all are artists. Not this. You creating. You said you're not a reality TV show star, but you acting like one when you do stuff like this. I am never for the drama and crap in music, hip hop, whatever it is. Beef is cool, but I like, if you're going to have a beef, you're going to make some music. We're going to get something out of it. That whole Drake Meek Mill thing, loved it. The whole Pusha and Drake thing, loved it. Like, because there was music out of it. There was the Jay-Z, Nas, there was always music out of it. Now it's like, oh, Shauna, I see you sent me that video. I'm going to pull that up. But now it's like, with this, it's like, all right, we gonna go on the radio and we gonna talk. We gonna beef. But let me finish listening to this. Hold on.
Women who put,
I'm chatting too much.
Put an actor on the internet for trying to feed his family by bagging up some groceries. You know, he was doing a job between his jobs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey.
And you donated to him. You gave him.
Yes. But by the way, we still haven't found a way to reach him. So if anyone is listening, I would love to contact. Let's make contact, you guys. I'm really excited. Okay, wait, hold on. Before we get into anything, because, Flex, you know, this is going to be a legendary fucking show.
The disrespect? The disrespect?
Wait.
I need a good recap, too, because.
I know. I'm going to give you what the fuck you came for. Surgery with the motherfucking.
I want a good recap.
All right. I just hold on before I get on.
Keep That's up. Your phone ringing?
I'm calling some. It's fucking Treyway. What's the fuck is good, nigga? What's good?
Fucking Treyway. You know what the fuck going on.
Wait. Wait. She called 6ix9ine? Wait. Nah, this just confirms it all, man. Like, I understand you got the record with him and whatnot, but bruh, come on, man. Like, yo, what y'all think about this whole Nicki with 6ix9ine going on? Yo, see, Papa, we talking about this whole Nicki and Cardi thing, this beef, and how Nicki's just going off, and I feel like she's reaching at this point where she's kind of salty about her, I feel like she's kind of salty about, like, her record sales, and that's why she's exposing Nicki like this, because you wasn't tuned in, but before, I don't think you heard it, but she was going off, like, real personal stuff you shouldn't be even saying. She called somebody again on her show, but let me see what else y'all said. Used to be a huge fan of Nicki, but let's be honest, she's mad at Cardi for everything. She's been doing the Lil' Kim. She's being a fucking hypocrite. She's reaching. She's too old for this. Yeah, she is too old for this. Like, you have your place in hip-hop. You have your place in music because you passed hip-hop. Like, you got the urban community. You got the dance EDM community. Like, you got all of that stuff. You got the pop community. You are there. Why are you trying to come at somebody who's just coming up in the game? And I'm not taking sides or anything. It's just the way how she's approaching this just sounds a little bit more personal, where she's more upset at what's happening to her life right now. Maybe she just wants the attention. That's how I'm starting to feel. She needs to give someone, need to hear more music from all. Exactly. See, Papa, that's exactly what I said. I feel like when it comes to beef and music, you make music about it. Not go on a radio station and start blacking more than once. Like, after she did the first interview with Flex, I don't know if y'all watched that. I don't know if you saw the first interview with Flex. But after that, why didn't you drop more music? If you was upset at the Travis Scott thing and people was talking about how you wasn't making good music, I was saying I would drop a mixtape after. I would show y'all that I could still perform. Like, I could still rap because I am a rapper. Not go on your radio station and expose Nicki like this. I mean, Cardi like this. Even if it's true, and I'm going to check. I'm going to see if we got any receipts because I'm curious. But I'm also not a fan of the beef. But you sound salty. What else we got? She needs to give someone else a chance. She won already. Like, what the fuck else does she want? Let's not say too old because there are male rappers who got at the younger male rap. Nope. You're right about that. There are older rappers that are getting at the younger rappers, but they're getting at them for different reasons. Let's not forget that they're getting at the younger rappers because they're not lyrical or they're tatting up their faces or they're mumble rappers. Cardi's rapping. Like, even if she's writing or not writing, she's still getting on the song and she's not singing with auto-tune. She's rapping. I understand why the old heads do go against the younger heads, because they don't understand the music that they're making. It's, you get on a song and it's just a whole bunch of whining. You can't go from Jay-Z to Uzi Vert. It doesn't work. But you can go from Nicki older Nicki. You could go from Nicki to Cardi B in a minute. That works. In my opinion, that works. Shorty 38 years old, but she acting like she's 19 and just getting in the game. I mean, you're right. You're right. She feels like somebody else is taking it from her. That's how she sounds. Now, I could be assuming, but that's how you sound when you get on and you black like this. So I'm going to continue playing this.
Right. No, I'm here. We here. Flex and I are here. What do you want to say? I know you're about to be on a flight. You came out with the queen last night.
That's 6ix9ine.
That's 6ix9ine.
Yeah, you almost got jammed up.
That's Flex. That's Flex.
Tell Flex I said what up. He talking to the king of his city, man.
I'm talking to the king of his city? You were in the crowd?
Tell Flex he talking to the lyrical god, you heard?
You know what? Now I'm going to call you on that now. You said the lyrical god. So I need you to come up and freestyle. Now, what are we doing?
Yo, I will pay money to see that. Freestyle.
What are we doing? Now you said it. I'm going to put you on the spot. You're going to come up to. You're going to come up and do a freestyle? You're going to come up?
I'm going to come up.
Yo, Flex. Flex loves this right now.
Gotta do that.
I'm gonna bring him and Don Q together. What's that? Because they was.
She's joking about that, right? She's definitely joking about that. I don't believe that. Hold on.
They were sharing, you know, that they was gonna like do a little, you know, little battle thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I ain't competing with these.
Tekashi, do you want to say anything to the people? Do you want to say anything?
Oh wait, hold on. Let me go to that fan page. Hold on. There's so many factors that goes into why she's upset. Cardi accomplished a lot more in the past 3 years. Made millions, got married, and only 25, 26. Nicki 38, and all she got is rap. She wrote. You're right. Hold on, you brought up a good point in there. Cardi has accomplished a lot in a short period of time. Like, that's threatening. That is threatening to somebody like Nicki. That is very threatening. And all she got is rap she wrote. I mean, you're right. Nicki has some great verses. You know, the Monster verse still goes down in history as one of the best best verses on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasies. Damn. And, like, I'm really thinking about it now. Has Nicki, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I can't remember. Has Nicki ever had a song of the summer? I don't think so. I'm really thinking about it. I don't think. Yeah, she's never had one. Nicki's never had a song of the summer. But Cardi has. Cardi definitely has. Wow. I mean, that's one reason to be upset too. That is really a big reason to be upset. Cardi B blew up really quick. Let's finish listening to this. And then I really don't like this whole. I get it. So did Nicki in the beginning, but I think it's the fact that Cardi coming up just like she did with the same love. B's in the Trap didn't. I don't think B's in the Trap was a song of the summer when it dropped. That was definitely not. I think like one song I could say that was rocking was the I Get Crazy. I Get Crazy was rocking, but it was never like. You played that. You went to the party to hear that song. People was coming to the party to hear Bodak Yellow. Like, when Bodak Yellow dropped, you played that song. As a DJ, Super Bass, damn. Yo, y'all disrespectful. Y'all disrespectful right now. Yo, when Bodak and C-Poppy, you notice. Yo, y'all disrespectful. Y'all bringing up her pop songs. I'm talking hip-hop right now. We not talking about Super Space and Starships, even though Starships was a fire song. Starships was fire. But when Bodak Yellow dropped in the club, you could drop the volume and the whole crowd will rap the whole hook, the whole verse, you didn't even have to play the song. You could have cut it out before she even said the first two words, and they would have been rocking. I don't think Nicki has ever had that effect on any summer with any song. And correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but I'm really thinking about it. She has never had that effect. Roman's Revenge wasn't even doing that. Nope, it was not doing that. I'm talking, you was playing Bodak Yellow with no song, and the crowd is still going. They was not doing that for Roman. I don't know. I don't know about that. Roman's Revenge did it on him. Did it on him was cool. That was cool. Let me know what songs. I'm really thinking. Let me know what songs. Yeah, but Monster wasn't her song. Monster wasn't. I'm talking about straight Nicki. This is her song. Monster was a feature. And yes, that was a great verse, but that wasn't her song. She's struggling to find who she is. She goes from thuggery ass out raps to singing like Britney Spears. She needs to find herself. It's been over 10 years. That's true. That's true. I can agree with that. She needs to find herself. I don't think this is the way to go in finding yourself at all, talking like this. But let's finish this up.
To these dick suckers who've been sucking my dick. Do you want to say anything to our fucking city? It's the, you know, the ball is in your court. Boo, what's good?
Yo, why you stealing my lines? Yo, you is crazy. But anyway, to everybody who's listening, to all the viewers, to all the shit, listen to me. I'm the king of New York, as bottom line, what it is. And you can't compare someone who's been in the game for, it's like, you can't compare someone who's been in the game for 10 years plus, you know what I'm saying, straight, to someone who just came in the game. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. As you can't hop on the hate train, you know what I'm saying? The dick-riding bandwagon, stupid-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that. So, like, it's like me coming in and saying I'm better than Drake, which I am, you know what I'm saying? But I can't say that, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Nicki, you gonna answer that, Nicki? You gonna answer that? Now I'm putting everybody on the spot. Nicki, you gonna answer that? Okay.
Show was good. I see you, bro.
He right. He good. He chilling. He joking. He good.
Niggas know the vibes.
She trying to clean it up.
She real things. And I want to go on record having said, shout out to Kanye for linking up with Tekashi. Everybody know he's super talented. And I want to thank him for linking, Kanye for linking.
Yo, show, I believe it, but this is 6ix9ine saying he better than Drake. Ooh.
Linking up with my little baby. 6ix9ine is really my little baby, and I don't give a fuck what you niggas got to fucking say.
You hear me? You hear me, Nick? Before I hang up. Yo, Flex, before I hang up, to all the viewers listening, I would like to take this time to announce that me and Nick in a relationship. And I'm new boy.
You want to take this time to announce?
Yeah. Yo, this dude 6ix9ine is a troll.
You know, that's exactly why new boy don't fuck with me no more. Get the fuck off my phone, 6ix9ine. All right, bye, baby. I love you.
Wait, you said she put herself in this position to be compared. What you mean, like? What you mean she put herself in a position to be compared? You saying like with the sorry about that. I got planes and stuff flying over my head. I don't even know who that is. Yo, see Poppy, you wild, bruh. I agree with him. She put herself in are you saying that Nicki put herself in the position to be compared to Cardi? Is that what you're saying?
Guys, he's on a long flight right now, so he really just called us from the plane. He's on a long flight. I'm trying to Instagram my Queen Radio link. He's on a flight right now going to Colombia.
Wow.
Like, he's doing his thing. Like, I must say.
I'm a fan of his.
Yes.
I'm a very big fan of his, and I get a lot of flack for playing it. I get a lot of flack for liking it.
Okay, but now, good music. But now Kanye has openly shown that he fucks with him. Jay has, you know. Mm-hmm. So now what? Mm-hmm. Now what? Now everybody gonna be on a bandwagon now? Now they gonna dick suck now? Like, come on.
You know what it is about 6ix9ine that people lost track of it, and what I judge it on? He was making music, and I know he's a little energetic and sometimes goofy on social media, but when you play his records in the club,
bang bang,
the street cats. Mm-hmm. React to them.
Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
That's how I knew he was something. That's
absolutely.
That's me. I just put it out there. That's all.
And that.
Hold on. I know we just lost connection for a second. I know we just lost connection. Let me pause the video real quick. All right, we back up. So you said, yep, I'll explain. They compare female rappers, period. Absolutely, I agree. And I feel like sometimes that's not fair that they're going to be comparing female rappers to other female rappers off rip. Like, it's like, okay, Cardi came out. Oh, Nicki, you got competition. Like, oh, you got this, you got that. Nah, because it's not the same thing when male rappers come out. Like, when Juice WRLD came out freestyling and whatnot, nobody was like, oh, who did the hour-long freestyle with Flex? I forgot who that was. Was that Black Thought, I think? I forget who it was, but nobody said that. Like, oh, you got competition because this young dude's coming up and he's rapping for an hour or two on Tim Westwood. Nobody was saying that, and I feel like that's a little bit unfair. Not a little bit. That is very unfair as far as Nicki's part. True, they do. Women, period, are always compared, but I feel she feeds into the comparisons, and that's why we are here. That is why she is in this position, because she got salty about it.
That's it. And you gotta really just give the people
super subliminal. But I don't know if y'all saw, I think it was the Genius interview she did. I was like, damn, yo, it was so much shade she was throwing in there. But let me finish playing.
Like right now, going to Colombia.
Wow.
Like, he's doing his thing. Like, I must say,
I'm a fan of his.
Yes.
I'm a very big fan of his, and I get a lot of flack for playing it. I get a lot of flack for liking it.
Okay,
it's
but
just
now,
good music.
But now Kanye has openly shown that he fucks with him. Jay has, mm-hmm. So now what? Mm-hmm. Now what? Now everybody gonna be on a bandwagon now? Now they gonna dick suck now? Like, come on.
You know what it is about 6ix9ine that people lost track of it, and what I judge it on?
Nope. No, it's not doing all this for Remy.
And I know he's a little energetic and sometimes goofy on social media, but when you play his records in the club,
bang bang,
the street cats react to them.
Absolutely,
that's what
they do.
That's how I knew he was something. That's
absolutely.
That's me. I just put it out there. That's all.
And that's it. And you gotta really just give the people the opportunity to choose. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we, you know.
That's fair.
That's it. Okay. Now, G. Roberson is in the building. Now, what is happening? What is happening with the situation? Are they sending my link in real quick? The new link? Okay.
By the way,
I might have a surprise in
mad
a second.
Sus.
Now, there's something that I want to play. He's what is this? What am I doing? Who's playing something? Okay, where's that link, Boof? Plug it in and play this real quick. And then I'm going to come back. I want y'all to listen to this, and then give me 2 minutes, and I'm going to come right back.
I don't know what's happening with them, but it's a good point right here. Queens let the audience know from jump that there's no issues, and it's all love. Queens about women empowerment. She lets the beef manage that. Absolutely. 100% agree with that. She should have fed off of Cardi's energy. If that was the case, she would have kept going on her career. And you know what? Now I'm thinking about it. Let's think about Kanye right now. Let's think about Kanye. His last song he dropped, I love it. Who did he put on the record? Lil Pump. He could have been an old head and said, oh, these little mumble rappers is trash. No, you know what he did? He put him on a track. And the song is actually good. The song is good. I feel like if Cardi... And I mean, Nicki, and I don't know what happened initially at the beginning, but I feel like if Nicki went to Cardi in a way of, oh, I'm going to support you, let's come together, let's create even a joint album, something. Like, look at Jay-Z Kanye. That could have been the female version of the Jay Kanye. We could have had whatever their Watch the Throne would have been. It should have been because Nicki had her time in the game, and Cardi is just coming in. She got a hit song. Everybody loves it. Why did we end up here? Like, this could have been a whole new empire for the female rap market. But hey,
nice food up here and everything.
I'm the queen, Flex.
Nice, it's good snacks.
Yeah, I'm the queen, but you know my team won, right?
A lot of good snacks, a lot of good food. I love it. I'm lit. Now, I've been meaning to ask you,
yeah?
Nicki. I know your head bar.
Okay.
Who's second in command, Bob? Because I've never met that person. Does that person exist, or
yep.
there's no... Look, you can't tell me.
who would be the head, the second in command? Yeah, Barb, I don't know.
No, is there a second? Is there a second person?
I gotta pause this again, cause y'all got some good points in here. All right, so Eldad says, and the only reason I'm reading it is for everybody who's listening on SoundCloud as a podcast, just the audio. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Everybody that's tuned in right now, I see y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Eldad goes, they've been talking about that now. Like, no artists on top are paying forward and reaching back to the new gen. But then Shauna says, nope, cause if she does that, then they say she's reaching for clout. Then as soon as you said that, I thought of Drake. I thought of Drake, and I was like, yeah, everybody does say that Drake is reaching for clout every time he makes a song with an upcoming artist. I feel like Ye got the right idea because he can help shape the future and the culture with it. Yeah, good point. So that's exactly what it has to be. It has to be a shaping of the culture. That Lil Pump song, I was not a Lil Pump fan, but that's my favorite song by him right now. And facts, Shona, you're right. You're right. Yeah, so going back real quick. Everybody is going to say, oh, she could be reaching for clout. But as long as you get past that, it's no longer reaching for clout. It's no longer, like, she's doing it right now with 6ix9ine. And is it really reaching for clout? I feel like bringing him in on board like this, putting what was the song, Fifi, on her album after her album dropped. See, now that's clout chasing. That is clout chasing because you wanted more plays. You put that song on your album. That was 6ix9ine's song. Anything that's named stupid, I'm at 6ix9ine's song. I don't care. Even that new BB record, even though he's only on the hook just singing, that's his song. So, hold on. What else we got? They would never do that because the female rappers are competitive. This isn't the 90s. Your idols in life will eventually turn into your rivals once you get into the top. I guess, end of the day, it's about drowning out the bullshit and the criticism and just doing what you feel is right. Exactly. Exactly. You got, both of you guys got great points on different ends of the spectrum, so I really like that. It is still going to be competitive. It is still going to be competitive no matter what. And I'm going to go back. Kanye is different individually who already had an open mind to the new generation. But that's exactly what I was going to go back to. Kanye. When Kanye and Jay-Z came together, It was competition, but it's not a friendly competition. It's sports competition. I don't watch TV. I don't watch sports, but I've played sports before. I've done martial arts, so I've fought people before. Before the fight, before a game, you hate that other person, but when it's done, you shake hands, you walk away. When you sparring with somebody, you sparring with them to make yourself better, to learn more about you. Okay, this is what I'm not good at. When you playing an NBA game and you lose against the other team, they go back and they watch the footage to see what they can do better. Same thing with this rap. If it's Nicki and Cardi, you're going to say it as clout, they should be going head-to-head each other. Like I said before earlier, Nicki has never had a song of the summer, never had a song where when you played it like Bodak Yellow, you could turn the music off and the whole crowd could rap a whole verse, a whole hook. Maybe this could have been her way to do it. This would have made her better. This is America. All we know is pride. The Brat would never make an album with Missy Elliott, but they did songs together. Yeah, that's fine. Make the music together. I'm not saying to make the album. I'm just saying that she could have went a different direction than what she's talking about now on these on the Queen radio, because she sounds bad. Like, this is just deep personal stuff. Like, I'm gonna finish playing this.
I don't think so.
Who handles the barbs when you're not around? That's what I was wondering.
Not you. No. Well, you've been doing that today.
Thank you for thank you for the barbs for accepting me back. I appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah.
They was, ooh, child.
And I'm glad that I'm friends with you again before you got this radio show.
Oh,
and
I
didn't have to be cocksucker of the week.
Ooh, you're right. I forgot about that. Motorsport. I don't know 100% what happened with that, but didn't they not want to be like in the same room for the video or something like that? I don't know.
Sorry.
You had said, but not with women, though, because women are catty and petty, because look at Motorsport. I get it. Y'all could be petty, but this is still business. This music business is still talent. I feel like you should not feel. Well, let me get my words here. I want to say this right so y'all don't come at me crazy. I feel like you should not feel threatened. If you were an artist, you should not feel threatened by any other artist. You should have enough self-esteem in yourself to know that you are the best artist in whatever you do, whether it be hip-hop, rap, singing, rock and roll, freaking EDM. I don't care if you're male, female. You should always, going in, you should always have that feeling of saying, I am the best. You should not feel threatened at all. Hold on. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in. Yo, this is mad comments. Hold on. And know how to create dope music and have fun. They all about collabing. It's two New York rappers who are from grimy boroughs, and Cardi looked up to Nicki. Nicki looked at her as a fan then, but now she's in... Oh, Mr. Two Times, thanks for tuning in. Nicki looked at her as a fan then, but now she's in the industry. Cardi understands that, so now it's going to be competitive. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it being competitive, but this that's happening on her radio is not competition at all. This is straight up, I'm going to ruin, kill your reputation. Like, this is past the music now. This is more than music now. It's not about who's selling more records. This just got really personal. Granted, I understand Cardi threw some shots, literally started swinging, but drop a record, man. Drop a record.
What's the right
cocksucker of the day?
Man.
Yeah, and sometimes it's gonna get.
Let's talk
week.
About real quick.
Now
like
somebody just made the cocksucker. Somebody just made the cocksucker of the day. Look, Flex, they made the cocksucker of the day award. Wow!
I can't wait to distribute that.
Okay,
wait.
So play. So how? Press play on that, and then let's come back.
Hey, like the same way your kid.
No, from nothing the beginning.
I hate when some people come at me and it's like, oh, Cardi, why you coming at people's kids for? But I'm my mother's kid. Okay. Like, oh. The same way your kid is your baby, I'm my mother's baby. You know, if my mom was to be scrolling down and she see people talk about
Bring
me, that will hurt her feelings. That will
bring it back.
Nothing is off limits. I hate when some people come at me and it's like, oh, Cardi, why you coming at people's kids for?
Bring it back.
But I'm my mother's kid. Nothing is off limit. I hate when some people come at me and it's like, oh, Cardi, why you coming at people's kids? But I'm my mother's kid.
Stop it.
I didn't expect this.
Now, hold on. Yeah, hold on now. Hold on.
Okay. What's this?
So let me just say this. The other night, I was a part of
like the
something so mortifying.
Your playlist,
and so
wow.
To go through in front of a bunch of upper echelon, and it's not about white or black. It's about upper echelon people who are, you know, people who have their lives together. The way they passed by looking at this disgusting commotion, I will never forget. I was mortified. I was in Alexander Vautier gown, okay, off the motherfucking runway. Okay, and I could not believe how humiliated it all felt because we, and I use we loosely, and I'm gonna clarify we, how we made ourselves look. And I'm gonna get back, but before I go, I wanna say that I would never discuss anyone's child. And it's so sad that for someone to pin that on me because I'm the bad guy and they know people would believe them. So let me just go on record.
Hey, playlist, what you mean?
I would never talk about anyone's child or parenting. I don't care about anyone's parenting. I don't give a shit. And it's so crazy to me that people always need to make Onika the bad guy. If you're right in whatever you're doing, you don't ever have to make someone into the bad guy. Just speak Correct. Your truth. When you have to say that I said or did something that you know I've never said or did,
I didn't see it. Where was that? Where
no
did
clue.
It come from?
No clue. Flex, I have no clue. I just want to let the world know that Onika Tanya Mirage would never, has never, and will never speak ill of anyone's child. I am not a clown. That's clown shit. And what is the other thing that's clown shit is telling the world that someone said something just so that you don't feel fucking dumb for looking dumb, for doing dumb shit.
Wait.
You knew that when that footage came out, you was about to look fucking dumb. So your publicist, who also looked dumb, standing there about to tape, thinking somebody's about to get snuffed or something with the phone camera out.
That's not what you be doing.
Okay, so they hurried up and put out a statement, and you know what? I'm such an ill-ass bitch. I didn't even feel the need to defend myself that night and say, I didn't say this, I didn't do this, I didn't stop no bags. Give me a break. But I'm gonna get it.
I don't understand. How did bags stop?
It's a bunch of lies, but I'm gonna get into it. I just want everybody to marinate for 2 minutes. I'm finna come. But we did hear this woman who accused me of saying something about her child just say that nothing's off limits, even talking about people's kids. Because she has built her career off of sympathy and payola. Mm. Play Barbie Dreams. Let's go. Let's go!
Okay. Yo, I'm gonna say, people's kids was never, ever, ever okay. I'm gonna use Emma as an example. And we're gonna have to wrap this up soon. Instagram gonna kick me off. I didn't realize it was about like 50 minutes in. But people's kids was never okay. I don't know what happened. Apparently, like, she liked somebody's comment talking about like the kid, but damn, son. Yo, I ran out of time, y'all. Instagram's going to cut me off in approximately like 2 minutes. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in. There's so much more. So much more to talk about. Yo, thank you for tuning in to Quality Time. I'm going to be posting this up. I'm going to post this up on the Quality Time TV show page. Let's get a discussion going under. I'm going to cut some clips up. Let's get a discussion going under there. And, you know, we'll talk about this some more before IG hates on me and cuts me off. Yo, I see all of y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to Quality Time TV. That's it. Episode 2. It's a wrap. Damn, there's so much more I want to keep going, but we're going to have to wrap this up. All right, y'all. Have an amazing, amazing night. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Peace.